Stephen Skoyan was convicted twice of misdemeanor domestic abuse, and then in 2008 he was sentenced to 2 years in prison for possessing a hunting gun while still on probation. That sentence was first overturned by the federal appeals court, but after a rehearing, the 11-judge panel reinstated the prison term. Tony Gibbard of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence says the decision interprets the Second Amendment in a way that should lead to safer homes and fewer domestic violence homicides.
If what the Second Amendment really protects is the right to be safe in one's home, to defend oneself, then it would make sense that the Second Amendment is not a barrier to restricting those individuals who have shown a history of being violent in their homes from possessing deadly weapons.
That's an interpretation of the right to bear arms that's not shared by gun rights advocates, especially some hunters. It's possible that Skoyan will appeal the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.